Today we celebrate the fifth day of the octave of Pentecost, Feria Quinta Pentecostis. And we have this week taken every day one or two of the verses of the magnificent sequence, which spells out not only who and what the Holy Spirit is in the Trinity and in regards to the Church and to us, but also what He does. And so today we see the ones, Sine tuo nomine, niciles in omine, niciles in oxium. Without Thine assistance, O Lord Holy Spirit, there is nothing in man. Man is empty and dead. Necilis in oxium. There is nothing that is not poisonous, noxious. The translation says harmless, but that hardly covers it. Without the Holy Spirit, we become evil. We have to have the Holy Spirit in ourselves, poured into us through the sacrament of baptism and the sacrament of confirmation, which completes baptism. Baptism is not complete until we receive confirmation. And that's why it is so very important. That's why a couple cannot get married without having received confirmation. And that is why a young man cannot be ordained anything without having received confirmation. Nihil est in omine. There is nothing in man. Lava quod est sordidum, riga quod est aridum, sana quod est saucium. O Holy Spirit, cleanse that which is sordid, base, unclean. He is the one that washes us in those gracious waters that come to us at baptism and confirmation, the waters of the Holy Spirit. Riga quod est aridum. Water, that which is arid, dry, bone dry. And we remember that wonderful episode from Ezekiel in the Old Testament, which predicts what happens at Pentecost. Them bones, them bones, them dry bones. One of my favorite parts of the Old Testament. And when I was a seminarian, I had to teach that. Every seminarian had to teach a pericope of the Holy Scriptures in the different books that we were studying. And of course, it came up very fortunately for me and for them too, because it made them wake up. I sang that Negro spiritual. Them bones, them bones, them dry bones, them bones gonna wake up. And that is exactly what this is about. That which is dead, a field of millions of skeletons. And the Holy Spirit came upon them. And this is, of course, a prophecy. Because without the Holy Spirit, we are a field of skeletons. Good for nothing, rotted, dried up skeletons. And when He comes upon us, that Holy Spirit gives us life. And then He says, Riga quod est aridum, sana quod est saucium. Heal that which is dirty and not clean. And it is only the Holy Spirit with His magnificent graces that comes upon us, sent by the Father and the Son. He comes upon us and He cleanses us. And of course, this happens to begin with, necessarily, at baptism. And then it happens more at confirmation. He completes that which he began. And of course, the sequence continues. Today also, very providentially, we have a feast of one who did the work of the Holy Spirit, St. Augustine of Canterbury. And the Holy Father, Pope St. Gregory the Great, was being carried in the litter, in the sedia gestatoria, which was used for centuries and centuries until the popes decided that they were humbler than Christ, which is nonsense. The Holy Father is the most exalted being on earth. But not if he gives it up. And they gave up so many things during the reign of St. Paul VI. And saints make mistakes. And he made so many, we cannot count them. And so, St. Gregory was being carried in the sedia gestatoria, high above the crowds, and he saw a group of very tall, strong, blonde, young men. And he asked, "Who are these men? Who are these people?" And someone replied to him, "Holy Father, it is a group of slaves that have been captured by the legions in Britannia, in Great Britain." And the Holy Father asked, "Are they Christians?" And they said, "No." So then he got St. Augustine of Canterbury, as he is called now, and he sent him to Great Britain. He consecrated him a bishop and sent him to Great Britain, where he preached the gospel and began the conversion of England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales, all that is today called Great Britain. And he died in 604. Oddly, both of them died in the same year, 604. And so today, we celebrate the feast of this great saint and great father of the church, St. Augustine of Canterbury. And as we celebrate his feast during this octave of Pentecost, let us beseech him for the conversion of the English peoples. And of course, they have spread their heresies throughout all the world. They have spread their language throughout all the world, but they have also spread their heresy. So let us pray to the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to St. Augustine of Canterbury and to St. Gregory the Great for the conversion of the English-speaking peoples. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.